This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Brian.
Do you always wear glasses?
No, I just started again. I've had more and more eye issues, and it's like...
Okay, I thought I was going to feel stupid either way there, like I hadn't noticed, or... Yeah?
I've been waiting. It's like, no, finally I just gave up, and I probably need to go get checked for hearing aids, too, so I'm just kind of...
Really?
...coming that I'm getting older, yeah.
You're going to pot, man. I mean, we got to, like, do something to take care of that, right?
I know, well... Yeah, just, you know, early days, I was a drummer and, you know, worked sound for a long time and lots of concerts and stuff.
You were, I didn't know you were a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you still bang on the drums a little bit?
I do. My son and I have dueling drum sets down in the basement.
No kidding.
He's better than I was at that age.
You got any, like, turning upside down, like Tommy Lee or anything? I mean, you got, like, any extravagant stage set up? Or?
No. I actually bought a drum set a couple years ago that was used by Todd Sherman, who was the drummer for Styx, in a clinic up in Bloomington when he did one up there. So, got that down in my basement. So
What brand is it?
It is a Pearl Masters Custom.
Nice.
Set. Red Sparkle, which I hate red because that's Cardinals colors, but yeah, beautiful red sparkle.
Dude, you got to like rain on Scott Rowland's parade today. What's up with that?
I heard you talking about the Cardinals.
Hey, did you see the Netflix, was it Netflix, the drumming documentary?
I did not.
That was a long time ago, right? Like a year or two?
Well, What's-His-Face was still alive from the Foo Fighters.
Because
he's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, I didn't know this about you, but you will love it. It's called Count Me In.
Yep,
Count Me In.
It's from 2021, and it's some of rock's greatest drummers, and there's it really
Taylor from the Foo Fighters was in it.
Oh yeah,
I think Dave was in it too, right?
From Styx? I don't know.
From the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl's in everything, so that really isn't you know much of a, but there's all kinds of backgrounds. It's a really good documentary that I didn't know you had this love.
No, I will have to look it up and watch it with Henry. I'm sure he will
count me in
too. He sits at home on his laptop and watches drums videos. And, you know,
he'll love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be cool.
All right. So what? Just let's talk weather first.
Yeah.
What do we know about what's going on here for the Park District activities or anything that we need to know weather wise?
Right. We'll start announcing, you know, as we move into the day. Most of our activities are into the evening. So, you know, what I'm seeing is, you know, snow should taper off early afternoon. So, depending on what the road conditions are and how our crews are doing, we'll start to put notices out and notify parents of what's going on. But as of right now, you know, our airport guys are out working to keep the airport open for the United service coming in and out of there. And we've got staff at the zoo working to you know, take care of the animals. And, you know, anytime we have a snow event, about half our workforce still has to work. We weigh that and kind of, you know, make the best decision we can given the road conditions. And, you know, the folks who can work from home, we try to do that. But today, you know, with so many schools closed, it's hard to keep things open, but we're going to try.
Okay, we'll get into like all the things that are coming up here because you guys have a whole list of things, and you can find all this at the Park District website. Let me ask you about I don't follow social media the way some people do, just because I don't like feeling like Professor X, because there used to be like your greatest fear was like you could hear what was inside everybody's head. Now that's Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And people just blurt out everything. I see some criticism from time to time about, you know, the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater and why aren't you doing this, or why is this genre not represented, or why do you have too much of this or too much of that? Can you just tell me the philosophy behind scheduling a season, what you try to do and can't do for whatever reason? I'm sure there's way more behind the scenes than there is just announcing this act and that act.
There's a lot goes on behind the scenes. So, you know, at the end of last season, or when a season wraps up, Mike Wilcott, our amphitheater general manager, immediately jumps in to start, you know, looking at programming for next year. I will tell you, for the last, I think, 4 months, we've had about $2 million in offers out to bands, and that is from every genre. And as we start to hear back from those different bands we put offers in and their agents, then we start building the schedule. We are dependent. So let's say we put an offer in for an artist, takes them 2 months to get back to us to schedule. They say, yep, we're going to come. Then we have to figure out the date, because we don't put in an offer based on a date. They kind of tell us what their availability is based on how they're traveling the country.
Okay.
So they're not going to go from, you know, New York to California and then come back to Decatur. They're going to hit stops along the way. what really works to our advantage at the Devon, and how we've had some of the great shows like Kevin Costner fall in our laps, is that we will be, you know, on their way from St. Louis to Chicago, and it's, oh, we've got this great venue in Decatur. Let's hit that on a Thursday or day. And so we get bands for a lower cost that way, and it also brings some excitement to the season. So as those bands start to confirm that Mike's put offers in on, we work with them to develop the date, and then we announce the show. Sometimes it's our priority if we announce a show sooner or later. Sometimes the band dictates that because they're putting out their tour for the entire summer, and they're going to post on our website regardless of what we say here.
This used to always be the thing with the Decatur Celebration. Yeah. People forget this, but it's like everybody would get mad at Tim Kaine because the band would announce they were going to be somewhere, and then the Celebration was mad because they didn't get to do the announcement. And that was pre everybody knowing everything about everything.
Right. So we've had offers in for all genres. Our goal at the Park District is to have something for everyone. And so if you, and sometimes people make stereotypes that, well, this group of people only likes country music, or this group of people only likes R&B music. That's not the case. You know, it goes across lines. So we are working. We've got offers in. We continue almost daily. Mike is reaching out saying, hey, guys, haven't heard anything on this offer. Now he's starting to put deadlines on those offers to say, if we don't hear from you by this Friday, we're moving on and going to book another act. So it's just kind of how things roll out is how they're announced once they are secured. And as we get more and more secured, we will announce more and more. So there will be something for everyone. You have my commitment to that.
Okay. You and, I'm not asking you to reveal anything. You gave me a name that there's been an offer out to that would be a pretty big name. Mm-hmm. You know, in the hip hop world, it's one thing if you're just not trying. It's another thing if you're trying and you can't get dates secured or contracts secured. To me, is it too late booking the next year after the season is closed?
Yeah, because they don't know. Sometimes artists don't even know.
I mean, Fred used to, the Celebration, Fred used to give us so much crap about, oh, you know, we've already got next year, you know, all done. And but he was also, you know, that way about headcount and everything else. You never knew what to believe right. or not to believe. I just don't know what that world looks like. Maybe you were thinking now about, you know, the following season, would it be easier to secure acts or is that just impossible?
It depends if they know they're going to be touring or not.
I know the last couple of years. Right. COVID is everything's been upside down.
And I'll give an example. Last year when we were looking at a couple groups and we had Ludacris on our radar. And yeah. Of course, Ludacris was this in Champaign, I think back in October. But we were strongly going after him. Well, then it turns out he was filming a Fast and the Furious movie. So he decided not to tour after we'd been talking for a couple months. So, you know, those kind of things happen. But artists generally, I don't think know unless they're just one of those bands that's on tour nonstop, right? I think of the rock bands for some reason, just constantly touring, or the country just constantly touring. It just depends on what their schedule is. Sometimes they need a break and they say, I'm not going to do the next 4 months. And so we have to wait and kind of see what's available. We work with 4 to 6 different talent agencies that represent, you know, 30 or 40 artists apiece. And they say, you know, these are the ones that are going to be touring and available. And then it's just a matter of what we call routing and the scheduling of how that works based on their tour and where we fit. So a lot of times they will book the major, you know, cities first and then fill in with, you know, folks like us that are stops along the way, which works to our advantage because we get a discount oftentimes versus, you know, paying $100,000 for a band. We might pay $60,000 for that band. And then that's what we base our ticket prices off. So the lower rate.
I just wanted to give you a chance to, because I know people make all, you know, allegations and all this stuff, and it's much more complicated than people think. I mean, that used to be the argument with the Celebration. You know, you go back to like, you know, 1998, people wanted you too, but they didn't want to pay anything to get in. It's like, you can't. That doesn't happen.
No. So the joke we have in our office is Mike has a calendar on his wall with Post-its on it, and it's a dry erase calendar. So you could write a band's name on there. But things are moving so quick until June 1 that, you know, we may secure a group, but then another offer falls in our lap for a band that's a bigger name, but they're only available on a date we already had scheduled. Mike rips that Post-it off and moves it to another date. Right. And that's what it is. It's a big chess game.
Okay. Poor Tanya Solomon was emailing me on Friday about what the Three's Company thing was on social media. I had no idea. I know the name Everclear. I don't, you know, that decade of music just seems like, I don't know why, I have no knowledge of it, but what was the connection with Three's Company?
I don't remember.
Okay, thank you. So I don't feel bad now because you had to explain it to me, but you don't remember your explanation. Well, Nick, do you know Everclear?
I know Everclear, yeah. but I don't know what you're talking about with Three's Company.
There's a picture of them that the show took place in Santa Monica, and they were on the Santa Monica Pier, and one of Everclear's songs is Santa Monica. Which
okay.
I would have never connected.
Yeah, that's
in a million
big
years.
Song.
I'm glad, you didn't get that either. Thanks.
I didn't. Three's Company. I was thinking of like John Ritter or whatever.
Well, that was a '70s thing about a '90s band,
right?
Yeah,
but it disproves.
So anyway, Tandy was going, "What's the big announcement?" I go, "Well, I don't know. Everclear's coming." She's going, "No, they had Three's Company," and I'm like, "I don't know."
Well, this proves that Mike's cryptic, you know, Facebook post works because now we're talking about it, and it's a great marketing thing, right?
So. We'll see if it sells any tickets.
It will.
No, I meant like the Three's Company post. All right. So to be announced on Axe and Future Axe. The one thing you told me about would be exciting if you could get. I think people would be very happy about that. So I would love Ludacris.
Yeah. Well, seen him multiple times. He was born in Champaign. He has a 217 Illini jersey. Yeah. He's a nice guy, too.
He was born in Champaign?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Chris Bridges. Luda.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. I'd love that show.
Well, and he was another one we were looking at for this year. But again, he was just in Champaign in October. So then you question, okay, are folks going to come who went to that show back in October?
My answer is yes.
Later. Well, yeah. But anyway, we need to sell a certain threshold of tickets.
So. I get it. All right. Let's go through quickly all the things that are happening. Youth baseball, softball registration. I know we're sitting here on a snow day. No one's thinking about playing baseball, but registration's right around the corner.
Yep, February 1st, registration opens next Wednesday. So if you have a kid ages 3 to 13, you know, we've had a longstanding tradition here with our baseball softball programs at the Park District. So those fees range from $80 to $125, depending on what grade level they're in. You can register by February 28th to receive a $10 discount. And, you know, we get 700 to 800 kids every summer participating in this program. So this is why we start early with registrations. You can call the Decatur Indoor Sports Center at 217-429-3472 or visit us online at decatur-parks to sign up. You do get a hat and shirt with that. And there's a bunch of other fun activities that we plan throughout the summer with clinics and different days. So awesome experience for kids 3 to 13 to participate in our baseball softball program. I did it as a kid, and it was lots of fun.
All right. Hiring fair, February 10th.
Yeah, we started this last year with just wild success, much more than we were anticipating. So every year we onboard another 500 to 600 part-time staff for the summer to get us through with all of our facilities. So on Friday, February 10th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center over on Milliken's campus, we will have a hiring fair. And this will involve the hiring of part-time and seasonal positions for all our facilities. So if you like golf, you like to work at the zoo, or would like to work at Splash Cove, all of our facilities have positions available. And the cool thing is the managers from those facilities will be there, so you can walk around, talk with them, figure out where you fit best. If you're 16 years or older, you're welcome to come and apply. If you are a retired individual looking for something to do in the summer, we'd love to talk to you as well.
All right. Love Stinks trivia. Besides the Jay Giles Band reference, why is I assume because it's around Valentine's Day?
It is. And if you know our art staff, you know that they never do anything, you know, half-baked. So get your friends together. Come on out for a night of trivia. The Love Stinks Trivia Night, sponsored by our arts and friends at the Decatur Park District. We'll have you questioning everything you know about love.
We need to put a Valentine's Day playlist together. We need to think, put some considerable thought into that.
Okay.
I haven't heard that Jay Giles Band song forever. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a movie. called Love Stinks.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the movie then they're doing.
I want to scream that song right now.
All right.
So Saturday, February 18th, doors open at 5 o'clock.
Another movie. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Dinner's at 5:30. Trivia starts at 6:30.
You're defending the Three's Company meme, but we can't do the whole Love Stinks thing.
All right. So our art staff are putting this event together. It's out at Scoville Banquet Center. $160 a team. 18 and up, please, because it's, you know, there's some, you know, maybe graphic stuff with you know, being love. I don't know. So dinner will be catered by our friends at Papa Murphy's Pizza.
They've come up like three times this week, which is great because they're great people.
They are great supporters.
They were on the Soy City show Monday night, and then I don't know how it came up again, but once again. Great stuff.
Amazing supporters of the Park District. I'm sure we'll have some of the heart-shaped, you know, Valentine's Day pizzas for that event.
So very cool.
You can call the park office, 422-5911. We'll get you signed up. We did a Halloween trivia night, sold out, crazy fun. I was there. Just exciting stuff that our arts program staff do. So Love Stinks Trivia, Saturday, February 18th.
All right, Bridal Expo, final thing here.
Yep, also Saturday, February 18th. We started offering this a couple years ago, but 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come out to the Hickory Point Golf Course Banquet Facility. And future brides and grooms can consult with different wedding vendors, DJs, makeup artists, caterers, bakeries, everything you need for a wedding. So you can purchase tickets by February 1st for $10. They'll be $15 day of at the door. And once you purchase tickets, you can also purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win over $1,000 in prizes from some of these different vendors. So you can call the park office at 422-5911 or visit decatur-parks.org and purchase your tickets.
All right, Clay, we'll let you get out. I know you got a lot to look at today, so we appreciate it. What's the web address once again?
www.decatur-parks.org.
You got to do the www.
I did the www.
You don't have to.
Okay, no way. The last time I did...
Don't forget the www. In.
Some sites you have to. It depends on how your website was built, unfortunately.
If really? I say it, yeah. He tells me I didn't say it.
No,
if
I didn't say it. Have I ever said you... If
it's
I
been
ever
a topic
said
of discussion.
Somebody,
I don't remember what was said, though. But it has been a topic of discussion.
I have never said to anybody, make sure you include the www.
No, you've never encouraged that. You've encouraged the opposite.
Yes.
That you...
Because it's like an AOL email address.
But it actually has functions sometimes now, unfortunately.
And when did that become a thing?
Always. It's techie nonsense. It's whether you put it in your website in a folder called www or not, or you have a thing that will redirect it. So some people
Decatur-parks.org.
It works?
Yes.
So in your case, you don't have to.
See?
But that's not universal.
No.
It's more
likely that you don't need it, but there are some it will not work.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
All right. Listen, tell everybody to be safe out at the airport and everywhere else. And let's hope we don't get what we thought we were going to get. I'll be very happy about that. And let us know. Keep us posted. Whatever we can do to help publicize the upcoming shows.
Appreciate that, Brian.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.